Okay, this is the fourth session, and we welcome you all, as announced, the mysteries of Israel's hardening and salvation. Amazing race. Can anyone remember the amazing heading for the first session? Amazing revelation. Excellent. Session one. Second session was amazing grace. The grace is what Paul was commissioned to teach, the one new man to all men. Yes. The third one was amazing
rapture.
Oh, you remembered that one. Peter, look, they remember the rapture to the Father's house and then the Bema. And this one is amazing race. The amazing race. The nation of Israel. God's elect. I want to pray, please, just briefly. Father, we thank you for this time. Your word has said, receive the implanted word meekly. So help us, Lord, in deliverance and in receiving, to be humble at the feet of Jesus and to be honouring him and his word in his precious name. Amen. Now, those of you who have the notes for the seminar, it's page 13. We're getting towards the end. This is the last session, as we mentioned. And it's extracts from Romans chapter 11. And there are two words that we'll be talking about briefly. It is the word mystery and is the word deliverance. So let's turn to Romans chapter 11. And this is the verse that is in the introduction of our notes. The book of Romans and chapter 11. And the key verse for our session this afternoon will be, as indicated in our notes, the 25th and the 26th verse. Of course, this is in the midst of a great argument that the Apostle Paul is delivering, and he's coming to a glorious conclusion. And after expounding these truths, he breaks forth in a peal of praise. I know some people reading the book of Romans and the book of the Revelation go, oh, I'm glad that's over. But here, what does the Apostle Paul do? 11 chapters of opening up the significance of the gospel, of the grace of God and all that is related to that, and the chosen channel to bring that to the world, the nation of Israel and the Messiah of Israel. He falls down before the Lord. Oh, the depths of the wisdom and knowledge of God. His ways are past finding out. The big doxology at the end. If your doctrine does not drive you to praise God, it's dead. It's dead doctrine. What you hear, what you study, should eventually lead you to falling down at the feet of Almighty God and worshipping Him and praising Him. And then, as in Romans 12, getting up and giving your life as a living sacrifice to the Lord. That's what it's about, brothers and sisters. I have great respect for Dr. Stanley Toussaint. We mentioned him in our first session of telling us about the kingdom of heaven, the postponement of the kingdom program until Jesus returns, and what goes on in between, the building of his church, the one new man. And he told us this many years ago. He said, I'm a university professor. I'm a professor of biblical exposition at Dallas Theological Seminary. And he said, one of the tedious jobs is reading all the dissertations for people to get their doctorates. 1,000 pages of dissertation. Sometimes it can be very tedious. And you've got to be very careful because you've got to weigh them up and so on. He said there was a Muslim convert that wrote a dissertation. And the dissertation was on John chapter 1, verses 1 to 18 in the Greek text. 1,000 pages. He said, I got halfway through that dissertation. I'm sitting behind my desk. And he said, I put the dissertation aside. I got out of my chair. And I knelt down in my study. And I put my forehead on the ground. And I bowed in worship to the Lord, the Word, the Lord Jesus. Yeah. Oh yes, there are all the technicalities there, the Greek grammar and the rhema and the logos and the word and so on. But what struck him was the unfolding of the wonder of the Word as his Saviour, his Lord who came down. The Word was God. The Word came down and was made flesh. Now that's what should be our response, dear brothers and sisters. We should get beyond this. I didn't enjoy the sermon today. That was a good sermon today. You know what, John Wesley, usually the founder of the Methodist Church, you know what he said? I don't like when people say to me, that was a good sermon. You can say it to me, that's okay. He said, I want people to say to me, I'm going to live differently now. You get it? I'm going to live differently now. Yeah, that's the impact, you see. It's not just filling this up, but it's moving the heart. Lord, speak, your servant is listening. Yeah. So here we have the 25 and 26 verse. Let's read those verses. And once again, it's in the middle of, it's a conclusion, coming to a conclusion of the great argument here. And it reads, for I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, of this secret, lest you should be wise in your own opinion or conceits, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. Verse 25, verse 26. Now in your note you will see that there is emphasis added. That's actually the New King James Version. And the emphasis that has been added is this mystery. That'll be our first point. And then the other is this deliverer or the deliverer. So that's what we'll just speak about today and direct our attention to those thoughts. Now, once again, when we read this verse, it is in a context of the 11th chapter. And once again, the 11th chapter is in a context and it connected to the 10th chapter. And once again, the 10th chapter is in the context and connected to the 9th chapter. So there is a whole section here in the book of Romans that is a unit. As a matter of fact, we usually divide the book of Romans into three. It's one way of dividing it, 1 to 8. The doctrine of salvation, salvation by grace. Romans 9 to 11, the doctrine about Israel, saved by race. Saved by race. Remember the words of Jesus in John 4. Don't you know, Samaritan woman, salvation is of the Jews. Salvation springs from and comes through the Jews. They were God's channel. And we say salvation by race. We're not saying you have to join a race to be saved. But we are brought to God through the ministry, the initial ministry of the nation of Israel. And the word that they have given to us. The inscripturated word, that is the Bible.